Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Jason Hunsinger. He's the director of the Western Mining and Railroad Museum in Helper. We've got a lot of great things that are coming up, and you know what? It's always a good time to get out to the museum in Helper. Jason, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks, Dave.
So how are things going up there at the museum?
They're going well. You know, we're open regular hours with masks and keeping the place clean, and we're starting to see our visitors pick up as we usually do this time of year. People are getting out more. We've had some nice days, and I'm sure it will continue that way as we get into April here.
All right. Well, let's start talking right out of the gate. You're going to be wrapping up the traveling exhibition that is going on there right now and making way for a photo contest. So let's talk about what's there right now and how much longer it's going to be there, and then what's coming afterwards.
Okay, so we still have the hobo exhibit at the museum, Mark of the Tramp, and that will actually be there through May 30th. So we have a while on that, and we're still hoping to, looks like there may be, you know, more potential for getting an event kind of maybe at the closing of that exhibit together. We're going to still have to wait and see a bit on that, but we're optimistic. We're really excited about what's coming in next, which is a photo exhibition contest. It's going to be called Rail Fan. So there are quite a number of photographers that kind of come to this area in Price Canyon and Helper to kind of chase the trains and make photographs. So it's open for entry now. It's kind of nice, I think, how we're doing it, because we're just taking a $25 entry fee as a donation. So that benefits you, too, because then you get a individual membership with that donation, so you can come into the museum for a year, and we won't ask you for any additional donations. If your entry is accepted into the exhibition, then you'll also receive a free archival print of your work, which is a really nice value. And this is going to begin in June, so we'll have a few weeks transition after our hobo exhibit here. The exhibit's going to run from June 28th through September 25th.
So, and as you said, there are always a lot of people that come down to this area to take pictures of trains, and people in the area that go and take pictures of trains. So those are the kinds of things you're looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, kind of photographs that capture the energy of trains as they're going through the canyon. We're pretty open as far as what you submit. We're going to give preference to the Price Canyon and Helper area, but we're also open to some other great photos, maybe out the canyons in Colorado. That would be great. We're going to put the word out far and wide on this and see what we get. One of the fun things about this exhibit is we're having Arts Festival this year, which is great. So we're going to do kind of a visitor's choice contest. So you can vote on these pieces that are in the exhibit starting in late June up until Arts Festival, and then we'll announce the winners, and we'll have some prizes Arts Festival weekend on Saturday, August 21st.
That should be a lot of fun. Get people involved in that. So if people are needing information on this, or if they would like to enter a photo, how do they go about doing that?
So I have all the entry details pinned to the top of our Facebook page. If you want to go there, that's an easy way to find out all the details. You can message us on Facebook with any questions. You can also just call the museum at 435-472-3009, and you can make your entry donation that way by phone, with credit card, or you're welcome to also send the entries to our postal address, which is P.O. Box 221 in Helper, 84526.
All right, so that's all about the photo contest. Now, let's talk a little about Aldine Thomas. She was a volunteer at the museum for quite a while, who just passed away. If you'd like to give people a little background into Aldine and tell everybody how you are going to kind of keep her memory alive, so to speak, there at the museum.
Yes, Aldine did pass away on March 1st. She was 101, and she'd volunteered at the museum for, I believe, 27 years. She was just a wonderful person. A lot of you may out there may know her in the community. And for her 100th birthday, we put together an exhibition, and we had a big party for her, which was the museum was packed for that. It was wonderful. So she left us with her life story. It's just an amazing firsthand account of her life growing up in Spring Canyon and more. But I think I intend to start publishing some of her journal entries on our page. I did that last year with a Tiancum Pratt's journal, and so it will be something that you can kind of follow along with on our Facebook page for a few weeks.
When people read this, what kind of background are they going to get into her life and just kind of the stories of Spring Canyon and really what it was like growing up there? Is that kind of what everything went involved into, or is there more to it than that?
Well, she starts way back with how her with her grandparents and then how her parents migrated to this country. But it's just a great slice of life. It does go into, you know, how her dad worked in the mines. It really paints the picture. Unfortunately, her dad died when she was very young in a mining accident. And then just details of what it was like living, what they ate, what their housing was like, what it was like living in a community, how a lot of people kind of still viewed them as outsiders. There's stories about the strike in 1921, I believe, where they were forced to live in tents for a while because her father was striking. It's really fascinating. It takes you right there to what it was like to live in that time.
All right. And when can we look forward to that exhibit being there and being ready to roll on that one, Jason?
So we do have a version of the exhibit that we did for her 100th birthday still up, and that's going to be permanent in the museum. That's been up since the exhibit. So please view that. It's on the first floor. And what I'm also wanting to do now is just on our Facebook page kind of post these kind of daily entries from her diary. I plan to do that for a few weeks, and I will start on that probably on Monday of next week.
All right. Jason Hunsinger with the Western Mining and Railroad Museum up there in Helper. Thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Get on out to the museum and have some fun up there, right?
Yeah, thanks a lot. We appreciate you putting the word out about what we're doing here, and absolutely come visit us.
All right. For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.